Yivamas Perikid Aleph Mishnah Zayin. This is a continuation of the Ben Sofik Tisha Ben Sofik Shiva. So you don't know who his father is. You know who his mother is, but you don't know who his father is, if he's from, like we said in the last Mishnah, from the previous marriage or from the second marriage. What happens if there's a complicated factor here? We've had differences between the two. Here's one difference. Before we had a Mishnah where one was a Kohen, they were mixed up, a Kohen with an Eved. Whether an Afghan. You see, we have Echad Yisrael, Echad Kohen. The woman was married to one who was married to the other. One marriage she was married to a Kohen, and one marriage not. So Mele, he can't marry a woman, this Ben Tisha Ben Shiva, who's not Roy Lakuna. No, I see a Shuri Lakoyen. Vein Mitama Lameisim. Vim Nitama. If he's Mitama, any Sophic is Abon. King Gamalkas. Sophic Deraisa. Because again, that's a tashlum. He has no schus to take truma from the goyin. On his own tvua, he's allowed. He doesn't have to give it to a kohen. Again, schus moment. So merely he could sell the truma to a kohen and he keeps the money. He has no schus tvua to get to eat kachem in the Mikdash. He's not allowed to eat kachem in the Mikdash. But even the chalokim that he's not allowed to eat kachem gadashim, even the chalokim he would be allowed to eat kachem kalim, he has no schus with the other kahanim. Vein oisim lo es hakachem. You can't give him b'choyrois or charomus or any other thing that you give to a kohen. Vein maitzin es shaloi miyodoi. But you can't take away his b'chor. He also doesn't have a schus moment. U'potim in azoyev alachoyayim ve'akevo. He doesn't have to give his bechor to a kohen. So merely waits till it's a mum, till it has a mum, then he can eat it himself. We explained the Mishnah before, Barichus, with the Karbim Mincha, what the Chilukim are. What happens if the first and the second husbands were kehanim? So merely this child is definitely a kohen. But he doesn't know who his brothers are. So Mele, who oinin alehem? He has to keep the dini aninus misofik, which means an oinin is not allowed to eat kachem. So he's not allowed to eat kachem, Rachman son, if the one of his sofik brothers died. Vehem oinin olav, they're also svekis legabe him. Who oinin mitam alehem? He's not allowed to go to Levi. Remember, he's a kohen. He has a sofik if they're his brothers. Vehem oinin mitam aloid, they're kahanim as well, right? Who oinin yerushoisom? He doesn't have a schos yerusha, but tzmecha velvaraya. Avalheim Yoshin Oisoi. This is interesting. Let's say he dies and he doesn't have children. If he has children, it doesn't make a difference who their grandparents and uncles are. But let's say he doesn't have children. So who is Yoshin? His brothers. Who are his brothers? Don't know. Maybe from the Schwartzes, maybe the Weisses. No, what should he do? The Nechosim that he has are not Becheskas, either one of the Mishpachas, and therefore it's clear that they both have a Din Chaluk and nobody's a Mukhzik. So well, they make chalukah. That's what it means. Heim yoshenoi soy. Upotur, his potter al makosoi val kilolosoi shalze v'shalze. Now we have a problem. What the Mishnah is saying is that he can't be chayiv on the maka or the klolo, which is the din klapei of father, that maka of yumos and makal of yumos. So he can't be chayiv on either one. But what would be, let's say he would be maka one of them, but both of them in bibas achas, then he'd be chayiv. There's no hasra sofik either, because you give hasra on both of them, and he smacks both of them simultaneously. So you could be chayiv on one of them. Now, of course, you'll ask, how could he be chayiv on both of them? How could both of them be alive? Mamanov shoch, his mother married one, and then married the other, l'chayr, the first one's dead. So you can have two of them alive simultaneously. So the answer l'chayre should be that you could be talking about where the first husband divorced his mother and then his mother got married to the second husband. There's only one little problem. We're talking over here in the Sefer about Shneim Kehanim. And by Shneim Kehanim, it's impossible that he should have a din of kuna with clearing l'gabi sveikis and kedusha's kuna he does have. What do you mean? He would have to be a cholo. Or he would have to be at least a sofik cholo. Because if his mother was married to a kohen, then she was nizgah, she couldn't marry a second kohen. So it's clear from the context that we're talking about a case with shneim kohanim, and we're talking about a case not L'chayra, where one died and then she married the other one. It's also not talking about a grusha, so how could it be? What's the case? So here you need an akimta that says in the Gemara. The Gemara says the case is that she was married to the first husband, and then they found out that the Gansa Kedushin was betois. She had married him, and he had one understanding that, let's say, she wasn't a balas mum, and it turned out she was a balas mum, which we'll have later on in Ksubis, that this, there are mumen that are mevatel Kedushin. So she's no longer married to the first husband. She was never married to the first husband. If there was a tnai, there was no marriage. She went and she married somebody else within 3 months. So there are two men alive. One of them is a suffolk of his father, but both of them are alive even though there's no almana and nobody divorced her. Chiddush. The last thing that's mavu over here in the Mishnah is v'oila b'mishmari shalzeh v'shalzeh. When they're both kahanim, each kohen was part of a mishmar, if they were from different mishpachas, where they were oivid. Each mishmar worked for a week at a time, they were oivid. Twice a year, there were 24 mishmar, so more or less each one had twice a year. So over here, the mishmaris are not ma'akim on a kohen to say, oh, you can't be oivid with us. You can go into whichever mishmar. V'ayla b'mishmar shalzeh v'shalzeh. But the chiddush is v'ayne cholik. He doesn't have a right to be teveh. The kahanim that were in the mishmar had the schus that they were matonis that they got. They got the Israeli kahanim v'keva. They got the chos v'shoik of kom shlomim. They got the skins, the oirois of oilois that he doesn't have a right to any schusim. Because they could be doichim. They could say, you're not from us. Both of them could be doichim to each other. So the Mamanushah, who goes to Shaykh to that Mishmar, Neutel Chelik Echod, then he could, he definitely has a schutz. Let's say one Mar Mokim that Rabbi Kivaga brings over here, in the din that was Mavul before, we have a Sofik, and you have both individuals alive, both maybe fathers are alive, you have the son who's a Sofik. The halacha is who any yoyush oisam, aval heim yoyush oisoy. They could split his yerusha, but who any yoyush oisam? Because what's his chus to be yoyush them? He's only a suffolk. So Kivega brings that the mashon daf lamed zayin explains that what we're talking about is that these two suffolk fathers have other sons. The other sons are muhzokim on their father's yerusha. There's maybe a would-be brother, he claims he's a brother, that they can be deichim and say, no, you're not our brother, you're the son of the second husband. So that they could do. What happens, let's say we're talking about him being yoyish from a father who doesn't have other yoshim. He doesn't have other sons. What he has is brothers. So now, if, like we said, there's the first husband, the second husband, there's a suffolk, we're not sure if he belongs to the first husband, the second husband. The first husband dies, and he has two brothers. As far as the son is concerned, he says, I'm the son. The brothers don't have a schus yerusha. They say that, no, we're the yoshim. Now, there's no automatic that they're the yoshim. They're as much of a suffolk yoshim as he is a suffolk yoshim. Because brothers don't yoshim when there's a son. So maybe they're not yoshim at all. If they were sons, so we could say they're vaday yoshim, they're befonenu muhzik on the schus yerusha. Now you want to cut in, you want to take a third. So we're doichi you, we say amaytze mechad alvaraya. But if your brothers, the brothers and the son, the suffolk son, it's the same suffolk yerush. Says machleks v'shoinim, if we look at that as an equal suffolk, and then they have to split, or we say no. Since the brothers are vaday from the mishpacha of the person who died of the first husband, so we see them b'midim v'siyamis, we see them as being mugzakim on the Yerusha, and they could also be deicha the suffolk son. This is a machlekes between the Masho and the Chiddush Rabban. So machlekes daf lamed zayin. Kivager over here brings from the sugi and Chiddush Rav Samach, he brings a raya like the Ramban, ayin shom.